Terrific performance yesterday from Lord Boozer on. We've got Shay Eden back on the line following that victory, and bless her yesterday. Well done yesterday, Shay.
Yeah, cheers, Warren. Thanks very much.
Really good record this campaign, and she'd shown talent in her first preparation. What's been the secret to her being able to race through the grades so successfully this preparation?
Just a bit of maturity, I think, Warren. You know, I still look back and can't believe that she didn't, you know, knock over a maiden in that first prep. I remember a long drive home from Wangaratta one day after she got beat, and yeah, we just, yeah, obviously we, you know, we identified and realised that we had a handy horse on our hands, and like I said, we really thought we'd win a maiden either at Maui or Wangaratta or you know, a couple of other tracks, but that wasn't to be. So out to the paddock she went, and you know, a bit of maturity. Mentally and physically, she's not overly big, but you know, she certainly came back, you know, in great order, and you know, she's done what we, I suppose, hoped and probably expected her to do. You know, I mean, it's hard to win four in a row, but and we probably didn't expect that, but yeah, we expected her to definitely knock over her maiden and show to us what you know, what she had in the tank.
What are her best attributes?
I think, look, just her ability to, you know, to posse up and settle wherever jockey wants to put her. I mean, as we saw start before last, Nathan Dwayne Dunn, he was a little bit further back, and even yesterday. I mean, to be honest, yesterday I was quite concerned to see her back, you know, midfield. And look, to be honest, I thought she was struggling in the ground early. If you watch, you know, just look through. She's got a funny action, a really unique sort of action. And if you look at her, I just really thought she was battling. But after talking to Jai, he thought the same. But he just said once he gave her a squeeze and, you know, got with, you know, within probably 2 furlongs from the finish line, she really picked up and he just knew he was in for the fight there.
It's been a little bit of a stop-start preparation. How much more petrol in the tank is there?
Look, regardless, one, we're gonna pull stumps and we're gonna give her a little break now, and just have a look at the spring and just pick out a couple of races and then plan her next preparation around that. She's a pretty straightforward horse to train. You mentioned stop start. She just got a virus there a few weeks ago, and we had to stop. A bit of pharyngitis and, you know, inflamed airways there. But, you know, we stopped and we were able to, you know, keep her ticking over without doing too much. And, you know, she's pretty straightforward. Like, she's a filly that is a pleasure to have around. Like, she's a really likeable filly. And, you know, we're really looking forward to springtime.
Documented, you've experienced some testing times waiting for that VCAT appeal that you were successful with. How important is it to have a horse like her to now be able to regroup, focus on the positives and head towards the spring?
Yeah, look, it's always important, Warren. It's a tough game, this, and tough industry, and, you know, it's what we get out of bed for in the morning, and it's what we, you know, look for to try and get a handy horse. So, you know, that and the fact that, you know, I'm involved with my wife and two great friends, you know, it's a great ride we're on, and we're really looking forward to, you know, seeing what the future brings with her. But look, it has been a tough time, and you know, I'm very fortunate to have good people around me, good owners, good staff. And you know, it's just great that, you know, they're involved and on the ride as well, Warren. But we've got some really nice horses in the stable at the moment, some good young horses that you know, haven't hit their straps yet that are about to. And you know, we're really looking forward to that.
Well done yesterday. Looking forward to seeing the rest of the team evolve and hopefully more bullets to fire during the spring. Well done yesterday, Shay. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.